This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. An American diplomat has criticized the decision to withdraw U.S. troops from Syria. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has more.
In an internal memo, the top American diplomat in northern Syria criticized the Trump administration's sudden withdrawal of U.S. troops from Syria. The memo, written by William Roebuck, was sent to the U.S. Special Envoy for Syria and several other officials who deal with Syria policy, according to two U.S. officials familiar with the matter. One of the officials described the memo, which was obtained and first revealed by the New York Times, as lengthy and harsh. Roebuck also wrote that the deployment of U.S. troops to protect oil fields in Kurdish-held areas would play into long-held beliefs in the Mideast that the U.S. is only interested in the region for its oil. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Germany to visit U.S. troops and meet German leaders. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Secretary of State Pompeo will visit five German cities, including one that's the home to a U.S. Army base, where he served as a tank commander in the 1980s. In Berlin, he will deliver a speech which, according to the State Department, will highlight America's role in helping Eastern and Central Europe throw off the yoke of communism. He will start with a visit to the site of the attack on a synagogue in Halle, and then the city of Leipzig, where mass protests set the ball rolling, which led to the collapse of the Berlin Wall on November 9, 1989. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Iran has injected uranium gas into centrifuges deep inside its underground Fordow nuclear complex. Thursday's move is Tehran's most significant step away from its 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. And British police say they have identified the 39 Vietnamese people found dead in a container truck October 23rd in southeastern Britain and have notified the families. You're listening to VOA News.